Your retirement funds in jeopardy on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by bringing you a retirement authority that's going to help us sort out this pending legislation going on in Washington right now that could affect something that's supposed to be financially sacred to us, and that is our retirement accounts. I can't make heads or tails of it, and that's why I have to go to one of our featured experts, and that's retirement authority and editor of Retirement Watch, Bob Carlson. He's going to help us understand what the possible ramifications are and how it might affect you and your retirement portfolio. Let's chat with Bob now. Welcome back to the show, Bob, and it's a really good thing we're having you back before the end of the year.
Yes, thank you for having me back. There's a lot to talk about.
Yes, so you know I'm a liberty lover, just like you, and I'm concerned now because all I've been taught my whole life is stuff that IRA, max out your contributions, and you're going to be fine, and you'll be tax-free in retirement, but that's not going to be the case with what I'm hearing with rumblings from Washington, D.C. What do you know about this?
Yeah, well, you know, for decades, Congress has given people a lot of incentives to tuck money away in traditional IRAs and 401ks. You get upfront tax breaks and you accumulate all that money in there. And so now they're really literally tens of trillions of dollars in these retirement accounts. And, you know, Congress always knew it would be able to tax them on the back end, but it's gotten tired of waiting for these taxes. So it's done several things to try to accelerate or increase the taxes on the money that's in there. And there's more in the pipeline. We're here at the end of 2021, and several proposals have stalled in the current Congress, but there's still a lot of bipartisan support for them. So there's likely to be enacted probably in 2022. You know, the first one that came about was called the Secure Act, enacted at the end of 2019. And this took away what we call the stretch IRA, in which people who inherit IRAs could continue to enjoy the tax-deferred benefits of them for as long as they wanted to, pretty much. And that was ended in this law where just suddenly anyone who inherits an IRA after 2019 has to take the money out and pay taxes within 10 years. So that's a big change. And Congress kind of liked the benefits of that. So it's trying to apply that to other parts of the IRAs. It's not going to really eliminate anything overtly, but it's going to do a lot of subtle things. It's going to try to get anyone who has a large IRA. One of the proposals is to have large IRAs when they get to a certain level. Well, then you have to take extra distributions out to get it taxed earlier. They want to limit contributions for higher income people. And they're probably going to do some things with the Roth IRA. The Roth IRA has been tax-free. It's been a great deal for people who've used it. And Congress sees a lot of money accumulating in there. And what happened is earlier in 2021, a report came out that one particular individual had invested well with his Roth IRA, and it accumulated a value of more than $5 billion.
Wow.
And Congress said, well, wait a minute, that's not what we intended. We don't want IRA balances to get large like that. So they've proposed a lot of things that would prevent people from getting large IRAs, whether traditional or Roth IRAs. And none of them has become law yet, but they've been proposed. There's a lot of bipartisan support. They got kind of tangled up with other issues that kept them from getting enacted. But probably in 2022 or at most 2023, some of these restrictions on IRAs and attempts to get them distributed faster are going to become law. So people really need to look at changing their IRAs and 401ks or repositioning them.
Well, so I'm hearing this billion-dollar number with a B, and even one is a large number, okay? But several billion, I can see why this particular individual would be targeted because of his or her success with their investing within that. But I'm not a billionaire with a B. So when I'm thinking about this legislation, what are they considering large? Is he large? I mean, what are they kind of targeting? Because, you know, what about the average everyday person that did what they were told? They went and they got educated. They've contributed for the last 20 or 30 years. And to them, they're not in the billions, but maybe they're in the hundreds of thousands or millions. What kind of numbers are being bantied about? Do you know that under this law, large auspice?
Yeah, well, there are several things under discussion. You know, it started out with this $5 billion thing, but suddenly when the law was written, the limit was $10 million. And, you know, once they put in a law that has $10 million limit, over the years, it's easy for them to gradually reduce that amount. And so more and more people get caught in. Another way to look at it is anyone with an income of $400,000 or more would be subject to some of these limits. So even if you don't have a ton of money in your IRA, if you have what Congress considers a high income, and you know, for a working couple in a lot of metropolitan areas, $400,000 is not a very wealthy couple. It's basically middle class or upper middle class, but a lot of these things are targeting people in that bracket as well. So while the headlines focus on, you know, very wealthy people, once it gets written into law, Congress knows that even if it tried to tax just these very high income people, it's not going to generate a lot of money. So they bring those limits down either immediately or over time, so it affects more and more people. Like with the Secure Act, there was no income limit on that, no wealth limit on that. It applies to everyone, no matter how small the IRA you inherited is. You have to distribute it within 10 years.
And that's a ridiculous assertion because, you know, the viewers of this show are pretty savvy, and I've met individuals that have come to my different seminars, and they've only ever made $50,000 a year, but you do that for 20 years, you've earned $1 million in your lifetime. And some of those folks have been very frugal with their investments, spreading it out over the stock market and real estate to create their own millionaire next door, if you will. And I think that $400,000 might seem like, oh, well, I don't make that much, this doesn't apply to me. But if you try to distribute, let's just say $1 million in 10 years, that's $100,000 that you have to take out. What if that's not my lifestyle? What if I live much more conservatively than that? And I have to, I'm forced to that. And that's going to push me into a different tax bracket altogether, isn't it?
Right. And that's something I've shown in the newsletter with data that this 10-year distribution rule increases the taxes on inherited IRAs over what they would have been if the income could be spread out over a period of years. People have to take that money out in a short period of time, so it pushes them into a higher tax bracket. So they're not only paying taxes sooner than they would have, they're paying it at a higher rate. And that's the real trap here, is Congress spent a lot of time, a lot of years encouraging people, giving them incentives to sock this money away. And now it's coming up with ways to tax it either at a higher rate or tax it faster than the rules were when the people were putting money in.
Yeah, and it's like the money grab gets larger, but they're not keeping the distributions in pace with inflation, because those numbers should be going up, not down. So you've been at the Retirement Watch game for many years. That's why you're one of our featured experts here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. So what's the solution, or what are you advising your subscribers to do at this point?
Well, people need to be repositioning their IRAs and 401ks. You know, they were told to just let this money accumulate and take it out gradually in retirement, or let their heirs inherit it. A lot of people with substantial IRAs, their plan was to let their heirs inherit it. And so that's where these higher taxes come in. So rather than socking money away, letting it continually compound in the traditional IRA and 401k, you should look at repositioning it, particularly if you get into the higher income level or have accumulated $1 million more in an IRA. You should look at doing things like converting a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, or taking the money out, paying the taxes earlier than you have to. And if you put it in, say, a permanent life insurance policy, it's going to give your heirs as much or more money as they would have inherited after taxes through the traditional IRA. Plus, that amount's going to be guaranteed and it's going to be tax-free. So it's not going to be subject to the vagaries of the market. It's not going to be taxed. Life insurance is a long time tax benefit, and no one in Congress that I've seen is talking about taxing life insurance. So if you reposition your traditional IRA as either a Roth IRA or as permanent life insurance, you could also put it into a charitable remainder trust that'll pay income to either you or your beneficiary for years, give you a tax break up front. These are different things available to reposition that IRA. And for many people, if you sit down with a financial planner or an estate planner and work through the numbers, you'll see that you and your heirs will have a higher after-tax wealth through these repositioning strategies than if you simply leave it in the IRA, where it's eventually going to be taxed as ordinary income.
Okay, Bob. Well, what if I am an individual investor and I've done well managing my own money? Maybe I don't use an investment advisor per se, but I just have like a stockbroker help me execute my trades or other consultants. You have a way for me to estimate that, right, with your own conversion calculator to determine if it's right for me?
Right. You know, it's not converting a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA is not good for everybody. And there are a lot of factors you have to look into. A big one is today's tax rates versus future tax rates. Other things are how long you'd let that money accumulate in the IRA, what your investment return is going to be. A number of different factors like that are going to matter. And so you can't just do this calculation intuitively or do what your neighbor did. So I've came up with a conversion calculator where you can adjust these factors. You can look at what the taxes would be for you and your heirs in different scenarios. You can adjust all of them. There's a lot of online calculators for converting IRAs from traditional to Roth, but they don't let you change all of the variables. They just have a few major variables you can change, not all of them. And that can affect your results. So I developed this spreadsheet, this IRA conversion calculator, which, as I said, you can change all these variables and get the results under different scenarios and see when it makes sense for you to convert, when it doesn't make sense for you to convert. And then you can decide what are the most likely scenarios for you going forward and look at the results and decide, should you be converting? Should you convert all of it? Should you convert part of it? And come up with the right solution for you.
That's a really great tool. And I know that my viewers are really excited that you're going to provide this to them free of charge, is that correct?
Right. It's part of our package for new subscribers. We want to show people, you know, what kind of information we're giving them, how they can make a good decision, not go with just some headlines in the media or what their friends are doing, but show what works for you and what doesn't work for you. So we're making this available to new subscribers to Retirement Watch.
Well, that's excellent, you know, because you're right. When it comes to investing, following the masses may not work for you because your situation might have unique circumstances. So this is really excellent that you're offering this. So what's the name of your publication again?
It's called Retirement Watch. We've been around for about 30 years now. We cover all the financial aspects of Retirement Watch, of retirement. You can go to our website at retirementwatch.com, get more information. Learn how to be a member, and learn how to get this new financial calculator.
Well, that's excellent. Thank you so much for stopping by on one of our final shows of the year. I'm really excited to have had you here in 2021, and let's bring you back in 2022 so we can determine what, if anything, has happened, and you can update us on this situation. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Excellent. Well, thank you again for being a part of the show. And for those of you who are listening and are looking for a link for that special subscriber link where you can get your free retirement watch conversion calculator, all you have to do is visit unlockyourwealthtoday.com, where you can visit Bob's show page, get the links to all of his great resources, and so much more. Thank you so much for being a part of today's episode and our final episode of the year. Stay tuned next week, or next year as the case may be, where we bring back our quarterly guest host, Jim Woods, and we review the final quarter and take a look and wrap up 2021 for us financially and get his predictions on what he thinks is going to happen in 2022. Thanks again for stopping by. That website, one more time, is unlockyourwealthtoday.com. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I'm making success simple for you. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
Unlockyourwealthtoday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. Unlock Your Wealth Today and affiliate brands are copyrighted 2021 by Heather Wagenhals, all rights reserved. For more information about the Keys to Riches financial philosophy or this week's free strategy, please visit unlockyourwealthtoday.com.